Let us begin pranayama, deep breathing. So good for the lungs and respiratory system and everything else in the body, because that is your fuel. Your lungs and your respiratory system are how your body converts the atmosphere into your energy. So let's do it. Interlace the fingers, please. Knuckles underneath the chin. If you're not already, stand tall, feet together, weight to the heels. And concentrate forward, one point in front of you. Start, please, inhale, elbows lift up towards the ceiling. That should do, Matt. Breathe in as much as you can. Try to lift up the center of the chest and hold it. Now exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push your chin firmly back with the knuckles. The chin resists the knuckles and elbows come together. Inhale, breathing, elbows separate and lift up. At the same time, bring your chin down. Breathe in as much as possible. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push your head back. Lift up the spine and center of the chest, shoulders completely relax. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, breathe in a little more, six. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two, three, halfway, four, five, little more stomach in, six, hold it in. Again, please inhale. Suck in your stomach more and more so you expand the rib cage to both sides. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back with the knuckles. Lift up the center of the chest, relax your shoulders completely, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, looks good, Forrest. Four, five, breathe in a little more, six. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two, three, four, hips a little forward, five, six. Inhale, breathing, separate and lift the elbows, bring your chin down. Now stand tall, so the heels press down away from breastbone, lifting up. Exhale, breathing, stand tall, just as tall as on the inhale. Heels press down away from chest, lifting towards the ceiling. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows slowly. At the same pace, you bring the head down until you're looking straight ahead. Good, exhale, breathing, stand tall, push the chin with the knuckles. The chin resists your knuckles. Make sure there's pressure there. Inhale, now push the chin against the fingers. The fingers resist and they slow down the head. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two, three, push the chin, four, five, suck in your stomach more, six, hold it in. Again, please, inhale, breathing. Keep the body weight to your heels. Middle inner thighs pressed together, one more stomach in, please. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back with your knuckles. Eyeballs back, look for the wall behind you, and elbows touch each other. Inhale, synchronize the movement of your arms lifting the head coming down and the full inhale. Exhale, breathing, same exact thing. Synchronize the movement of your arms coming forward, head going back, and the exhale. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows a little higher, six. Exhale, breathing, one, mouth open, two, three, push the chin, four, look way back, five, six. Again, please, inhale slowly. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Look for your rib cage to expand. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two, three, drop the shoulders, four, but elbows stay high, five, six. Again, please, inhale, breathing, elbows separate and lift chin down. Suck in your stomach, breathe in a little more. Exhale, breathing, push the chin strongly with the finger bones. The chin resists, so the head takes the whole 6 counts to go back. Inhale, two more. And the head takes the full 6 counts to come all the way down until you're looking straight ahead. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the chin with the knuckles. Stand tall, hips forward, exhale completely. Last one in the first set, inhale slowly by your throat. As much as you possibly can, one more stomach in. Exhale, breathing by the throat. Mouth open, nice, steady, exhale, a little extra strength at the end, stomach in all the way. All right, that's enough. Arms down to the sides. Do you have any idea how amazing breathing is? it's pretty amazing, and specifically breathing by the nose. I am going to invite you all. Yes, Kevin has it. Kevin is showing you all the book I'm talking about. I cannot put it down. It is called Breath, and it was published this year, and you're all invited to read it. We're even going to have a book club, thanks to Jessica helping me organize one more extra fun thing in our lives. You will love every moment of class Well, that's a big stretch. Anyway, let's do the second set of the breathing exercise. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Amelia's already at 90% in love with every moment, right? Just 10 more to go. All right, knuckles underneath the chin, please. Forrest is like 95. He's like, I can hardly love it anymore, right, buddy? All right, concentrate, and let's begin. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift up slowly towards the ceiling. Nadia's like, what? I do love every moment. Breathe in all the way, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push the chin slowly back. You guys, three of you, Amelia, Nadia, and Forrest, you can get together and talk about me later behind my back. Inhale, breathing, elbows separated, lift chin down. I don't mind, actually. Weight to the heels. Breathe in more, stand up more tall. Exhale, breathing. One, mouth open, two, three. Push the chin, four. Little extra strength at the end of the exhale, six. Good, inhale, push the chin against the fingers. Actual pressure there, fingers resist and stretch. Good, round. Exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push the chin back. Stand as tall as you can, lift up the breastbone, shoulders completely relaxed. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Push the feet down, chest up, hold it. Exhale, one, look back, two, three, push the chin, four, strongly back, five, six. Looks good, Nicole. Inhale, breathing, elbows separate and lift. Try to press your middle inner thighs together, weight on the heels. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back with the knuckles. Mouth open a little wider so you can stretch your jaw, stretch your face. It's very good for you. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, four. Good for us. Five. Rib cage lifts and expands. Excellent. One. Look back. Two. Exhaling. Three. Four. A little more stomach in towards the end. Elbows together. Inhale. Head down. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Exhale. Breathing. Head up. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Little extra stomach in. Hold it in. Inhale. One. Two. Three, halfway, four, five, chest up, six, hold it. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look way back, four, five, little extra strength, six, last two, inhale, breathing. Now pull the stomach in over and over, breathe in a little more at the top. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back, looks good, Dan. Everybody stand tall, breastbone lifted, heels pressing down, elbows together. Last one, inhale by the throat. At the end of the inhale, you need the most effort to get more air into the rib cage. When you're done, exhale. Same thing at the end of the exhale. You need the most effort to get that last bit of air out. So suck in your stomach, use your extra strength, elbows together. All right, that's enough. Arms down to the sides. How you breathe, and specifically maximum amount of nose-only breathing, affects so many things, including the face of your, the shape of your face, the amount of room you have for your teeth. I mean, you won't even believe it when you start reading this. Okay, so many things. Your physiology, from heart rate to stress levels. And you guys are all trained and you're continuing to train for the maximum amount of nose-only breathing in a 24-hour period. So that's just amazing in itself. Let's begin half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Part of the reason we have this issue is because our brains are so big, I read in this book. Take a deep breath. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend right and left a few times. So it worked. We got language, and we got to kind of take over everything because we got to speak to each other. But it makes it harder for us to be nose breathers like every other animal that breathes. So we have to work at it. All right. You've stretched up, you tried to touch the ceiling. When you're done, come back up, stop in the middle. Push the hips a little bit forward, arms back and chin up. Hold the stomach in throughout the entire posture. Now take one more inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left. Nice start, Amelia. Now, use your extra strength to stay there. It's a very good bend. When you inhale, suck in your stomach, everybody. Rib cage expanding, especially the left side rib cage. So you learn how to move the ribs, which allows you to expand the lung capacity. Come down a little bit at a time if needed, keeping the weight to the heels, or you can come all the way down and just hold it there. As you come down more, keep the left hip forward. So both hips are in one line, parallel to the front, mirror or edge of the mat. That's good, Nicole, with weight on the heels. When you inhale, next bring the chin up, arms back, just a little bit each. And now right shoulder, that's it, Amy, no more than that. That's a little too much. One more back. Okay, now hold here. So you open up the chest and rib cage. Take a nice inhale, squeeze hands, reach out to the right, exhale, come down, push your hips a little bit more, everybody, to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Hips forward, weight to the heels, arms back, chin up. So from the side view, you want the body in a nice straight line. Take a deep breath, arms, rib cage, and hands go up. Try to touch the ceiling. And then bend to the left. You hold the expansion, hold the lift of the inhale. Hold the decompression of the inhale, try to touch the ceiling business. And then you do the posture without dropping, without collapsing, any of that. Push your hips to the right side of the room, keeping the body weight to the heels. That looks good, Kate. Yep, I know. Almost like you're gonna fall down backwards. So as you come down more, keep both hips in one line, parallel to the mirror, middle inner thighs pressing together. When you inhale, next, stomach in, chin up. Inhale again, arms back, stomach in. Now bring the left shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest. Good arm stand. Squeeze hands. See if the elbows can get any straighter, especially the bottom left elbow. Inhale, full inhale. Second your stomach. Exhale, push your hips once more to the right. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Backward bending of half moon pose. Take a deep breath. Head all the way back as far as it goes. You can drop it back initially. Now bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you, bending your total spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. So first was the upper spine. Push the chin all the way back. Make sure the breathing is always smooth, in and out by the nose. Now push your hands beyond the face to straighten the elbows, and push your hands closer to what you're looking at behind you. Now inhale again. Exhale, push the hips forward, stomach and thighs forward, maximum body weight on the heels. Everyone reach back. Breathing smoothly, try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. That was a good, nice, steady, long one. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, come forward. You can bend your knees if you need to. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. The thing is if you prioritize breathing always normal by the nose, you'll be able to hold things longer than you think, and you'll be calmer through all of it. If you need the warm-up, go ahead, move your hips back and forth, right and left. Upper body just relaxing down. Now exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, sweep your hands around behind you. Grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Now pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on your shins, eyes open. Roll forward so the body weight is distributed equally as possible across the base of all 10 toes. Now pull on the heels, push the knees back. So you create a stretch all over underneath the backside of the body. Now when you exhale next, push the knuckles and the toes down so you can stretch the upper body down a little bit more. Push the knees back and hold it. Bring the hands back around in front of you so you can release the heels. Hands together on the floor in front of you. Interlace the hands and then inhale, come up. Arms and head together. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the sides. When you breathe by the nose, you can keep your breathing rate pretty normal even when the heart rate goes up. I'm going to be testing myself, and I have been counting breaths and postures, and it's pretty cool, you guys. I can see that you're all as excited about this as I am. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Just wait. Just you wait. It's amazing. Interlace fingers, pointer fingers up. Hips a little forward, arms back. All right, second set of half moon pose. Take a deep breath, go up, try to touch the ceiling, and slowly bend to the right. At some point in your practice, when you inhale, try to touch the ceiling, you'll feel the whole, everything above the waist lift up, away from the floor and away from the pelvis. It's a distinct situation that we create in the organs and in the spine before you start bending it around. All right, so even once you're in the posture, coming down, I want you to inhale, lift up breastbone. So take the center of the chest right here. When you inhale, pick it up. Hold here, breathing smoothly. Keep the left hip forward. That's it, Amelia, right shoulder forward. Now squeeze hands. Put your hands to the right side wall and your hips to the left for three. Take a nice deep breath. Two, exhale, come down and push. One. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Okay, so imagine it. And do it. Take a deep breath. Everything, rib cage, arms, head, lift up towards the ceiling. Try to touch it, and then go to the left. Keep the lift of your try to touch the ceiling. It's a thing. Try to touch the ceiling is a thing. Push your hips to the right side of the room, please, keeping the body weight to the heels. And if you've got a mirror in front of you, sometimes I want you to watch the hips and upper thighs move to the right side of the room. Now, if the chin is dropping, or if the arms are coming forward a little bit, this is normal if things are tight, so it's extra important that when you inhale, you pick the chin up, arms back some amount. That's it, Tammy. And now when you inhale, pick the breastbone up. Exactly, hold it right there. You don't have to go any further. I want you to keep that lift of chest and chin. Now push your hips to the right without collapsing front side of the body for three. Suck in your stomach. Two, come down and push your hips. One. Inhale, breathing, come up. Take a deep breath in. Drop your head all the way back. Immediately, you can bring your arms back now. Total spine backward bends for 10 counts. Look for the floor behind you, 9. Another inhale, 8. 7. Squeeze hands and push them back, 6. 5. On an exhale, 4. Push your hips forward, 3. That's it, Nicole. Stomach and thighs forward, 2. Try to touch the wall behind you, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. No, you can put your hands on the floor again. Keep your chin away from the chest the best you can. Arms up with your ears for as long as possible. If you still need a little warm-up, move the hips back and forth. Totally fine. Sweep your hands around behind you. Grab the heels, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Now pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor once you've got your grip. Now if you don't have the grip from behind, please slide your fingertips underneath the outsides of the feet or underneath the toes so you can push the hands into the floor. You can push the balls of the feet down. This will help you. Use the muscles on the front part of the abdomen and hips to stretch the body down towards the floor. Make sure eyes are open, but you're looking at the legs, not the feet. Because as you get further in the posture, the top of the head gets closer to the tops of the feet. Right elbow back around a little bit more. Pull on the heels. Push the knuckles and toes down. Try to lock the legs. Now release the heels. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the hands and come up. Inhale. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the sides once you're up. Stand tall, breathing by the nose. It's very good discipline, Amelia, to just be Cousin It after half moon pose. I appreciate that very much. All right, awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right. 6 inches all over between your feet. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted. Arms stretch all the way out to the fingertips. Take a deep breath, everyone. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, feet flat position. 100% body weight on your heels. So get your hips out behind you as much as possible. Sit down to try to get your thighs parallel to the floor. Now suck in your stomach, tightening up, rib cage visible from the front. Lift your chest up, lean your upper body back. That's it, Ron, try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, everyone come up, keep your arms there. For the second part, go all the way up on the tiptoes, maximum, as high as possible. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus one point, please sit down on the tops of the toes. Immediately, that's nice, Nicole, thighs parallel to the floor. Push your big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. A little bit higher, Amelia, push the ankles straight forward. Come up higher on the toes, and now upper body back for 3. Heels up, 2. Good one, Rob, hold it, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat for just a moment. Arms stay there. Inhale, breathing, bring the knees together. So the heels come off the floor a little bit. Take a deep breath, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling and start to sit down, please, leaning against the imaginary wall, all the way down. All the way down until hips are just above your heels. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor, spine straight up and down in the middle. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward a little bit more. Now inhale, breathing in, come up, leaning against the imaginary wall. You can do it, super stomach in. Is going to help you slide back up. Right foot steps back to the left and arms down to the sides. Second set. Right foot step out 6 inches, feet parallel to each other, not turning in, not turning out. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Watch your right foot, Ron. Take a deep breath. Right heel out a little more. Go ahead, sit down. Yep, that's better. And keep it. Watch it as you sit down. It wants to still do it. It's a lot better. Keep the right heel out, even if you can't sit down as well, okay? This is the reformation of the leg joints. Now suck in your stomach, tightening up. Lift your chest up. Looks good. Straighten the arms. Try to touch the mirror and fall down backwards at the same time. Inhale, breathing. Come all the way up, please. Stand up on the tiptoes as high as you can go. Now, sometimes the mind says, if you sit down less, you'll wobble less. It's not true, okay? Suck in your stomach. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Sit all the way down. The legs might shake a little more if you sit all the way down. Now sit down all the way, Elia. 10 counts. You can do it. 9. 8. Push the big toes down. 7. Heels up. 6. Looks good, Amy. 5. 4. Lean back, Amelia. 4. Suck in your stomach. 3. Chest up towards the ceiling. 2. Heels all the way up. 1. Inhale, breathing. Come up. That's it. Heels down. All right. Come up a little bit on your toes, knees together. Inhale. Stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Now sit down slowly. That second part, yes, your legs might shake more if you sit down all the way. But you'll learn how to get stable quicker when you sit down sooner. So overall, there's actually less wobbling if you just go for it. It seems like, no, that's not possible, Anne, but you just try it. Keep the knees together, however low you're sitting down. Arms parallel to the floor, and eventually thighs parallel to the floor. Now to come up, inhale, super stomach and chest up, come back up. Leaning against the imaginary wall. That's it. All the way up. Once you're standing again, right foot back to the left foot, arms down to the sides. Breathe in. And breathe out by your nostrils. All right. Eagle posture is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. An inch or two is good. Now pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down in the imaginary chair. Upper body back. I just imagine, what if we all drew the imaginary chair that we're sitting in? Right leg lift up over the left. What kind of chair is it? There's all kinds of chairs out there. All right, cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Sit down little by little till the right foot goes behind the left calf muscle, and if the foot isn't wrapped yet, sit down more. Keep the body weight a little more to the heel and hips back, just like first part. Stick your butt out, Elia, not forward, hips back. Stick them out, and now sit down, back and down. Now stay there, keep them there. Upper body can come back, but you gotta keep the hips back. Yes, inhale, breathing, come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. Bend your knees and sit down in the chair, weight to the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down there. Now left leg lift up over the right. Try to create pressure between the thighs. This works on all of the layers of tissue, bones to the skin. Now, if the foot doesn't wrap yet, sit down a little lower. And keep your body weight to the heel, please, everyone. Pull the elbows straight down towards the belly button. Lift up the chest. Arms and legs twisting like ropes. Bring your upper body back at the end. That's it. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Second set, right arm underneath the left arm. Grab your hands. Pull the elbows down and sit down in the chair. As low as you can go. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now right leg lift up over the left. The higher you lift the leg and the lower you're sitting down initially, you'll naturally have more room to get the legs crossed higher. That's it. So as you sit down lower, just maintain the body weight to the heel. If it's to the toes and you, bring it to the heel. Now look straight ahead, please. Head is on straight, not tilting or turning. Bring the top knee to the right a little bit and try to straighten out the right wrist so you get the hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose. You just go in the direction and you get 100% benefit. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. Interlacing is fine, but eventually fingers will be straight. And fingers below the nose. Sit down in the chair, pulling the elbows down. Go as low as you can, upper body back. Now left leg lift up over the right leg. One of the things that creates so much benefit in the class, aside from all this nose breathing in different positions of the spine and shoulders, is time plus stillness plus restriction of circulation. So that's why even if you don't sit down all the way, even if you don't wrap the foot, you still have those things happening. Pull the elbows down. Top knee to the left and left wrist a little straighter. Upper body back at the end. You can go hips behind you, Nicole. A little bit more. Stick your butt out more. Keep going. That's better. Okay, come up. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head and arms down to the side. Okay, we have time for a little more of a party. Did that make sense, Nicole, with the hips? And you can bring the upper body back, but you want to keep the hips, just like I was having Elia do, keep them back there instead of letting them come under, like forward and underneath. It's fun. It's a little harder. All right. So, how's everybody? Dan's good? All right. Ron, good? Wonderful. This is all part of the plan. All right. Negotiated. Standing head to knee pose. Right leg lift up. Exhale, suck in your stomach and round forward. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Now concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. If it's not straight yet, you just put your 100% determination focus on getting it straight without attachment to when it happens, how long it takes, none of it. You just try. Standing leg solid, concrete unbroken. Now when you inhale, very slowly, gently, right leg lift up. Upper body can lift up a little bit too until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. Very nice. Both Amy's. You guys are always in class together. Take a deep breath. Kick your heel forward at the same time you suck in the stomach. Turn all 5 toes back. And once you can get both legs locked, you'll feel a little, a nice little cramp, a good kind of cramp, contraction on the top of both thighs. At that point, you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Just the toes run, turn them back. Toes, there you go, stomach in. Very good. Reverse out of it, please. Arms straighten up. Bend the right knee and stand tall for a moment. Other side, left leg lift up. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, round the spine forward. Pick up your left foot in front of you. If you can't reach the foot yet, put your hands on both sides of the knee or calf muscle. Still, you're standing on one leg and rounding as much of your upper and middle back and lower back as you can. Now, lock the standing leg in one instant and then inhale, left leg very slowly lifts up and stretches forward. Upper body can lift up a little bit too. Push the entire right foot firmly down to the floor. Take a nice deep breath, kick your left heel forward. Flex your foot back from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Upper inner thighs squeeze inward from outside in. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down, but keep your shoulders relaxed and your face relaxed. Breathing smoothly for 3, 2, 1. All right, come on up. Left foot down, stand tall. Second set, standing head to knee. Pick up the right foot in front of you. Suck in your stomach to get down there. Contract the abdominal muscles in order to pick up your foot. All connected. So, standing leg locked. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up. Once you get both legs locked, you can go to the third part. Just make sure everybody, the standing leg, the back of the thigh, right where it meets the butt cheek, you have pushing forward and lifting up a little bit. So the whole leg is locked. Now, if the elbows go below the calf muscle, you can enjoy that for a couple of moments, breathing normally. Then slowly bring the chin towards the chest. Kick the heel forward, rub stomach in. Heel forward, keep going, heel forward. Relax the shoulders as much as possible. All right, you can come out of it. Take your time. Feet together, arms down. Last one, left leg lift up. Take a deep breath, exhale it, pick up the left foot in front of you. The breathing always normal bit of this class is half of the class. The other half, I'm kind of deciding that this was what this means. Postures, holding stillness, breathing always normal. Go ahead, left leg lift up. Half of that 6-word definition of what we're doing is about the breathing, breathing always normal. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once you get both legs locked, make sure you can maintain the contraction on the top of both thighs and then bring the elbows down. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, hold for a moment. Make sure breathing is still normal, both legs locked. Then you can bring your chin to the chest. Exhale, suck in your stomach. And with your smiling, happy face and normal breathing, you can gently touch your forehead to your knee. Hold it. 3. You got it. 2. 1. Come on out of it. Next, we have standing bow pulling. Right hand up in front of you, palm facing up, elbow touching the body. Reach out to the right. Straighten your elbow and pick up the right ankle, holding from the inside, all five fingers together. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward. Hi, Nadia. Bring your knees together to start with. All right, now take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling straight up above you. Then charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously, kick your right leg straight back. There you go, Ron, and then up towards the ceiling as hard as possible. Keep your standing leg locked throughout the posture. Body weight a little more to the base of all five toes than to your heel. Take your left arm, armpit, tricep, and shoulder and charge forward. Nadia, try to touch the wall in front of you, my dear. So your shoulder actually touches with your chin like this. All right, but you don't turn the head. You just bring the shoulder to the chin. Now, back shoulder, right shoulder, push it back behind you to get two shoulders in one line. Everybody chin up, a couple more counts. Take a deep breath, bring the body down. Kick and stretch equally the same for five. That's it, Elia, four. Go forward, three. Kick up a little more, two, one. Change again, feet together, arms down to the sides. Left hand up, other side, please turn it out. Straighten your elbow, hold the ankle from the inside. Now, when you grab the foot, relax the entire rest of this back arm. In fact, all the way from your skull to the wrist on the left side, just let it relax. All right, right arm up in front of you, straight up. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling right above you, then charge your upper body forward on the right side. Simultaneously kick, push the left knee back, and then kick up towards the ceiling. So you're going in the direction of straightening both legs. You have standing leg locked, but in your mind, you're going to get the kicking leg a little straighter. Charge forward so you almost fall forward. Try to touch the mirror. Try to touch the wall in front of you. Take a nice deep breath. Right shoulder, armpit, tricep, slide forward 2 more inches. At the same time, take a deep breath. Turn and twist your upper body to the left. Left shoulder back. Now body down and kick. Charge forward and kick. Everybody kick up tiny bit more at the end. Change again. Feet together. Arms down to the sides. Second set, standing bow, pulling right hand up in front of you, turn it out. Grab the right ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Left arm straight up, palm facing forward. Now the right shoulder, you just let it drop down nice and loose. The arm behind you is hanging. Go ahead, charge forward and kick back for 20 counts. Begin 19, 18, keep your chin up, 17, 16, that's it, Sadari, 15, 14, chin up, Nadia, 13. 2 more inches. There you go. 12. Now bring your shoulder to the chin. 11. 10. Not chin to the shoulder. 9. Shoulder to the chin. You got it. 7. Okay. 6. Just figure it out. 5. Take your time. 4. 3. Body down and kick. 2. 1. Change again. Feet together. Arms down. Part of getting the shoulder to the chin is turning. Watch me from the front, Nadia. Okay. This whole other side, it has to go completely, see, my left shoulder is completely gone. You're like, where did it go? It's still there. It's just totally twisted back. Okay? So technically, check this out. I could bring my front shoulder to my chin without twisting. Watch. I kind of cheated. I brought the chin to the shoulder. My back shoulder's still hanging out here, right? When I bring the shoulder to the chin, I want it all connected with the other shoulder disappearing. Like that. Okay? So it's like all one body part. Let's give it a try. Left hand up. Grab the ankle. Right arm up in front of you. Try to touch the ceiling straight up above your standing foot. Now go ahead. Take a deep breath. Did I say wrong arms? No. Right arm up. Kick back with the left leg. 20 counts. Begin. 19, 18, 17, 16. Kick the knee behind you. 15. 14, lock the standing leg, 13, 12, look forward, 11, 10, take a deep breath, 9, bring the body down, 8, 7, 6, kick up a little more, 5, 4, charge forward and kick, 3, left shoulder back and kick, 2, 1, change again. It's fun, isn't it? 2, try to control your body parts on purpose, for healing purposes. All right, Balancing stick pose is next. You can step to the back of the mat. If you need room in front of you, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, pointer fingers up. Everybody chin up. Nice big step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes off the floor right away. Take a deep breath. Now bring your upper body down. Left leg up, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. That's good, Kate. Charge forward so the weight's just a little more to the toes than to the heel. That's it. Suck in your stomach, go forward, charge forward, stretch and stretch. That was good. Inhale, come up, feet together. Take a deep breath, stand on your left foot, lock both legs, right toes point off the floor. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, come down. That's good, Amy. F, stomach in, come up and over, then down, over the left leg at the hip joint. That's it. Now charge forward, weight to the toes. Charge forward, weight to the toes. Come down, leg up. Stretch forward, leg up, stomach in, stretch. Change again. She was actually on her tiptoes for like 3 seconds at the end. That's cool. All right. We have to do second set now. We get to do second set. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, pointer fingers up. Chin up. I want to see, if I were underneath you while you're doing the posture, I want to see your whole neck, all of it. Step onto the right foot. Imagine I'm there on the floor. I know that's a little creepy, but come down, leg up. I want to see your whole neck. I mean, it's not. It's beautiful choreography, really. If I were down there, I could be doing a posture too. All right, look forward, chin forward, come forward, stretch forward. Natural human traction. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together. All right, last one. Stand on the left foot, lock both legs, point the toes. Suck in your stomach. Try to touch the ceiling and then come down. I know you remembered to do that, right? Back leg, knee totally straight. That's it, Sateri. Stretch the back leg, toes back, straighten the knee, and now squeeze hands, reach forward, charge forward. That's a good one, natural tug of war. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together, take a deep breath. Arms down to the sides. Standing separate leg, stretching pose. You can step to the left side of your mat. If you need to turn on your mat at home, that's okay too. All right, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms down parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Make sure your heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture. Now take a deep breath, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, out forward towards the mirror, and then down towards the floor. Go as far as you can looking forward and reaching out to the side walls. When you can't go any further, grab your heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't reach there, grab the outsides of the feet or slide the fingertips underneath the toes or even hands on the floor in front of you. Once you've got the legs locked and you're grabbing the heels, then you can pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between your feet. If you don't have the heels yet, wherever you have your hands, please push the knuckles and the toes down to the floor at the same time on your next exhale. Roll forward, look forward, hold it. Bring the arms out, sideways, head up, and slowly stand up, please. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, arms down to the sides. Second set, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor. You can take a slightly wider step if you didn't touch the head to the floor yet. So first lock the legs so you feel the kneecaps lift and the thighs contract. Inhale, stretch the spine up and then forward. There's no rush. When you hear the thing and make the thing happen, it's both slow but instantaneous. It's controlled, but it's super quick. Your brain, your nerves are so fast. Now, you can move slowly into the posture, but you thought it and you made the beginning of the attempt in no time at all. Now, if you're pulling on the heels, your elbows bend and touch the shins. Push the knuckles and the balls of the feet down wherever your hands are. You want to push the hands down, push the toes down, and try to touch your forehead to the floor. Arms out sideways, head up. Try to keep the weight to the toes the whole time on your way up. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the sides. You getting bored yet, Forrest? Not bored? Oh, all right. Well, there's an invitation for the best posture in the world. Triangle pose. I'm inviting you to do triangle pose right now. Special, special invitation. He says, no, thanks. Second set, triangle posture. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms down parallel to the floor, palms facing down. All right, now take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest. That's good, Sean. Turn your right foot all the way out to the right. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down. Just make sure two heels are in one line. Bounce a couple times to get the right thigh parallel to the floor. Hips forward, arms back. Inhale, breathing. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. Both palms facing forward. Push your knee back with help of the right arm. So you're aiming between the big toe and second toe. That's it, Nicole. Push the whole right foot firmly to the floor. That will let you sit down a little more, keeping the left leg locked and left foot flat. Now turn your head, chin to the shoulder. To get the right side profile of your face visible from the front, you could try to turn the left toes in, Kate, just a little more. Everybody upper body up, but at the same time, lower body down more. That's it, Amelia. Try to touch your toes without elbow going below your knee. Inhale, come up. Yep, that's a good one. Right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward as much as you can. Arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your left toes all the way out to the left. Please, as soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down. Try to keep right leg locked. Right foot flat, that's better. On inhale, breathing, go ahead. Tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm down. Just make sure your elbow never goes below the knee. So how are you going to touch the toes? Well, by getting the hips down, keeping the right leg, outer thigh, and hip contracted so you can sit down with your extra strength. Now turn and twist, chin to the right shoulder. Swing your left ear around forward towards the mirror and bring the left armpit, chest, rib cage forward towards the mirror as you're pushing the left knee back. That's it, Dan. Now top arm stretches up. Try to touch the ceiling. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes forward. Inhale, feet back to the place. Arms over your head and arms down to the side. Do we have any birthdays today? No? All right. Let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right. Arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Chest up, turn the right toes all the way out. Now, I started counting my breaths in triangle pose. You can try this. Palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Inhale, breathing, begin. Push the chin with the shoulder. Full inhale and a full exhale in this posture, okay? You want to use the full rib cage expansion that you have with your stomach in. You've got a little spine twist going on. When you inhale, upper body lifts up. At the same time, lower body down. Keep your left leg locked. Left outer hip and thigh contract. Now top arm stretches up. Bottom arm reaches down. Now stay here. Take another inhale. Try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. That was 30 seconds. Right toes turn forward, hips forward, arms back. Inhale, chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out. You can definitely work up to a one-minute triangle or more. We're just doing 30 seconds again. Now palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Inhale, push the chin with the shoulder. Go ahead. Nice full inhale, full exhale, keeping the stomach in, rib cage nice and open. Try to get your hips down a little bit and right underneath you so they're not sticking out behind. That's it, Tammy. Now bring the top arm straight up over the bottom arm. Exactly. This is a very nice one. Now see if you can sit down a little more. Make sure you can push the left foot, everyone, firmly to the floor and the right foot firmly to the floor. Hips forward, turn and twist just a little more. Top arm back run. And at the same time, try to touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. Left toes turn forward. Inhale, arms over the head, try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the side. That was your breathing rate for half a minute. So you could, you know, imagine that you could hold that twice as long, which you can. And that's how many breaths you took in that minute. All right. I think it's cool. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. Take a deep breath. Turn on your heels to the right. 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in, 45 degrees, and left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Now take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest or abdomen, please, not the floor or your foot. Exhale as you're rounding at the waist and bring your forehead to the right knee. If you get all the way down there and you cannot get the head to the knee, then please bend your knee up a little bit to get to the forehead. Stretch your hands forward beyond the toes. Push your fingertips into the floor to straighten the wrists and elbows. Throughout the posture, keep your back leg locked, staying here, back heel flat to the floor. A little more body weight to the front foot so you can get the right hip up and left hip down. In time, both hips will be in one line. Keeping the chin tucked, straighten the front leg. Inhale and come up slowly. Left hip stays forward. Once you're all the way up, turn, then turn again, face the opposite wall. So the front of your pelvis or hips, exactly pointing forward. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Now begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest or abdomen. Exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, forehead to the left knee. You can bend the knee up a little bit if you need to get the knee and forehead together, and then keep them together once they touch each other, please. A little more body weight to your front foot so you can get the left hip sticking up, right hip down and forward, eventually both hips in one line, parallel to the floor. Both feet pressing to the floor. Squeeze your upper inner thighs in towards each other. Now keeping the chin tucked, straighten the front leg, keep the right hip forward. Come all the way up. Once you're standing again, turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left and arms down to the side. My beautiful dancers, I have to tell you something. This is probably the hardest posture for you guys to do. I know you might not think it's the hardest posture, but you're trained to not do what we're doing in this posture. So I just want you to think of one thing. When you go down there, imagine I'm picking you up from this spot. You see how round this gets right here? As round as you can. It's like someone's pushing the stomach in and up towards the ceiling. Okay? Just give it a try. All right. I don't expect it to happen instantly. 2 seconds set, please. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Now, guess what, though? This starts right now. If you guys can see my hips, Amelia and Nadia, can you look at me sideways? You guys want to stand like this, which is very pretty, right? I want you to tuck the hips a little bit when you're standing here, stomach in. Then stretch up and go from there. Tuck your chin to the chest. Yeah. It's like it's not the way you're trained to stand. That's it, Amelia, but more body weight to your front foot. Yes, exactly. You'll get it. It's awesome. All right. Try to get the hips level, everybody. Right hip up, left hip down. Now hold the posture. Breathing smoothly. You don't have to take deep breaths. Just take a little inhale. Exhale, push the knees back. Little inhale, exhale. Lock the leg and come up. Keep the chin tucked, both feet pressing to the floor. Back leg stays locked. Keep it locked, back leg. All right, once you're up, that's better, Amelia. Turn all the way around. And try to keep this back leg locked the whole time, all right? Push the back foot heel down. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, please. Chin to the chest, stomach in. Go up and over, though, not sinking anywhere. Go up. There you go. And now from the neck down, you got it. Keep the back heel pressing to the floor. But shift more body weight, that's better, to the base of your big toe on the front foot. There's so much detail, oh my gosh. But it's all doable. You have the muscles there, you have the brain, you have all the nerves. Now throughout the posture, back leg locked. Bring the right hip down and forward, left hip up, until you get both hips in one line, parallel to the floor. Now take your lowest part of the abdomen and the uppermost part of the thighs, squeeze them in and lift them up towards the ceiling. Now keep that active, lock the front leg and come up. So you have a lot of control at the middle part of the body. All right, once you're up, turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left, arms down. Very nice, good work, ladies. All right, tree poses next. Come back to where you started, feet together nicely. Toes and heels touching each other, arms relaxed to the sides. You can just stand. I know you just sweated into your own face. My friends, I get it. Today that happened to me. I just want to include you, invite you into letting it drip off. It will stop annoying you just as soon as if you wipe it or if you let it drip, it'll be gone. All right, right leg lift up, bring the heel as high as possible on the left thigh. You can only know that when you do it. I can tell you that all I want, but it's not going to help until you try it for yourself. Now, if the heel's all the way to the top of your left thigh, very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back. Be very gentle with the right knee. Stand up tall as possible, standing leg locked. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. The hips are totally level, all right? Nothing sticking up. If you can balance here comfortably, bring the right hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance, bring the left hand up, palms together. Change, please. Put the right foot down. Feet together for a moment. Now left leg lift up. Take your left hand, grab the front of your shin. Even if you grab the knee out here, this is a good start. Pick the knee all the way up. Bring the heel to the top of the thigh. Now your left hand, no, that's your right hand, comes underneath the toes. Palm faces up on your right hand. The left hand palm is facing in. All right, now, there you go, Tammy. Once you can get the heel to the top of the thigh, that's exactly it, then you can bring the left knee down and back. You got it. It takes more effort to balance in this version of tree pose, Tammy, because you don't have the side-to-side help from the foot and the thigh. So it is going to be more wobbly. This is a great tree pose, but it doesn't force you to lock the leg in the same way or suck in the stomach and stand tall the same way. So you'll get better at it. First the left hand up on this side, and then the right, shoulders down, breathing always normal. Nice, very nice. Change again, left foot down. Amy F., that's a nice posture. Right leg lift up. For toe stand, always start in tree pose. Bring your heel as high as it will go comfortably on the left thigh. If your heel is all the way to the top of the thigh, then you can come forward. Top 5 or 6 inches is fine. Then you can come forward a little bit, keeping the standing leg straight. And it's perfectly fine to just reach forward a little bit and hold it. If you can come forward enough and touch the floor, then only shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down on the heel. But anywhere along the way is fine. It's more than fine. It's so much more than fine. Once you're sitting down on the heel, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes pointed to your left, right knee down. Both knees in one line parallel to the floor. Then stretch your spine, chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling, holding the stomach in. Bring your left hand first in front of the chest. If you can balance there, bring the right hand up, palms together. Hands to the floor in front of you, please. Push your hips up slowly. Stand up in tree pose and grab the foot on the way up. And then finish tree pose, please. Look straight ahead. Right foot down, arms down. Last one. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go. Same thing. If your heel goes to the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, start slowly or repeat tree pose if it's needed. Once you can touch the floor in front of you, shift your body weight to the fingertips. Lower the hips down towards your heel. Bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Left toes point to your right. Left knee down. So two knees are in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. First the right hand up and then the left. Push both knees down away from breastbone, lifting up. Always breathing normally. Hands to the floor in front of you, please. Push the hips up. Stand up in tree pose. You can finish the tree pose looking forward. And change again. Left foot down, arms down to the side. Next is Savasana. So, adjust your little space in the world. If you need to, turn around, relax on your back. You can have a little water if you need to. Marianne, that looks great. I have a good view of your mat. That's great, Sarah. Looks good. You could angle it down, Nadia, just a little more if you want to. It'll do there, too. That's fine. A little more is okay if you have any room, too. All right. Savasana. That looks good, Tammy. I can see your spine from the side. That's great. Start with your heels together. Arms down next to you. Palms facing up. That looks good, Sean. Inhale by your nose. Exhale slowly by your nose. I just have to tell you one of the experiments in this book. I don't remember which decade this was from. It might have been 70s, 80s, or 90s. They did an experiment with athletes on bicycles, on stationary cycles, where they had them go to their maximum intensity, their maximum effort, for a certain amount of time. I don't remember every detail. But they did it once with the mouth open and once with the mouth closed. And the time they did it with the mouth open, there was one particular person, so this is not maybe extractable or extrapolatable to everybody, but one particular athlete in the mouth open version of the cycling experiment took 47 breaths in 1 minute. 47. And in the mouth closed, the same person, mouth closed, took 14 breaths in that 1 minute of his maximum exertion. The breathing rate can actually stay the same or lower than normal at maximum exertion if you have your mouth closed. It has to do with the nervous system. Mouth breathing actually stresses out the system. Has all these Surgeon General cigarette pack negative side effects. All right. But we don't come with a label. We didn't come that way. It says, hey, you've got this mouth, but keep it closed the best you can, the most you can. A lot of us have sinus issues. I'm not saying this is easy. We have challenges with nose breathing, but the more you try to nose breathe, the better you get at nose breathing. Yes, Forrest. That was the same person. That was the same person mouth breathing versus the same person nose breathing on the cycle. Nose breathing. There was less overall exertion. I don't think there was distance involved. He's asking who did better, mouth open or mouth closed. Basically, everything was better with the mouth closed. Again, I'm not saying that this is easy. If you realize, oh, wow, I'm opening my mouth a lot when I breathe, well, just be aware of it and take as many breaths as you can by the nose. It takes practice. It takes training. And I know people who, when they first came in here, they really couldn't even get any air in by their nose. So, and now they can. So just try. Let's do wind removing. Pose, right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below your knee. All 10 fingers interlaced. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Slowly bring your chin down towards your chest, looking down the center line of the body. Pull a little bit harder. As long as there's no pain or sharp pinch, you can pull the knee closer and closer to the right shoulder. Change again. Right leg down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers, thumbs crossed. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Chin down towards the chest. Look down the center line of the body and pull as hard as you can. Absolutely freeze. Shoulders away from your ears. Change. Left leg lower down and arms down. Immediately, both knees up into the chest. Grab for your elbows, each other, a couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice, tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Now slowly bring the chin down, keeping the head on the floor. So eventually, the back of your neck is flat on the floor. Suck in your stomach, hold it. Legs nice and relaxed. Change, arms and legs down, heels together, palms up. I mean, basically, there's something from every single page of this book that I want to tell you guys. Another one is that lung capacity is one of the best predictors of longevity. It was from a long, long study. They were trying to check, you know, heart, cholesterol, all this other stuff. Bigger lung capacity was a better predictor of health and longevity than anything else. All right, second set, right leg lift up, interlace the fingers. And here we have this tool. None of us knew all of this research, okay? This guy's collected it from so many places. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Chin down towards the chest. Now, one of the things we're doing that I've said in times past is we're learning how to breathe very well and thoroughly in all these different positions of your whole body, but especially of your spine, diaphragm, and abdominal organs. So even right now, you're like, okay, my spine's flat on the floor. Yes, my thigh is pressing the abdomen. Yes, this is a unique position to breathe in. Change, right leg lower, down, arms down. Every single posture is left leg lift up, interlace the fingers. And holding still in that posture gives you the opportunity, go ahead, chin down, pull, both shoulders on the floor, gives you the opportunity to take a few as complete as possible breaths according to the posture technique. So you breathe in this one with your stomach in, with the shoulders away from the ears, with both shoulders as best you can on the floor. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down, immediately both knees up. Grab for your elbows each other. Couple of inches below the knees, nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles on cross. Now keeping your head on the floor, bring the chin down. Look down the center line of the body. You don't need to force the very lower back to the floor, but as the spine joints and skeletal system improves, more of the spine will be flat. So just a little bit shoulders, Tammy, away from the ears if they'll go. There you go. Hold it right there. Very nice. Change again. Everybody, Savasana. Again, heels together. Arms down to the sides. Take a nice inhale. Steady exhale and another one as soon as you're done. Next, we do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Keep your heels on the floor and sit up, please. Grab your toes. Strong exhales, head to the knees. All right, next is cobra pose. Lie down on your front side. Bring your hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not turning in, not turning out. Glue your hands, palms firmly to the floor. No gap between the fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms anywhere. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, push the palms down, lift your upper body up using 100% back strength. Legs stay locked, feet on the floor. Push the hands down, come up all the way so that the belly button stays on the floor. Everything above the belly button in the air. That was good, Kate. Come up a little bit more. Now lift your chin up and look up to the ceiling, everybody. Bring your elbows in, touching the sides of the body, and stretch your elbows down and back towards the hips so the shoulders drop down. Inhale, look up, inhale, lift up. Change again. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touching each other side by side. Second set. Hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not too high, not too low. All 5 fingers together, please. Push the hands, palms down, lock the legs, inhale, breathing. Come on up. So I want you to get up to your cobra pose. Nadia, sweetie, not now, honey. I got to give you more help than that. Put the hands under the shoulders. Do not let the hands move for any reason whatsoever. Stay there and just come up. You're okay. There's no need to do anything else right now. Just bend the total spine, everybody. Push the hands down, lift up. Push the elbows back, drop the shoulders down. Come up a little higher, please. Change again, chin on the floor. That's good, Nadia. Arms down. Turn your head to the left. Now, here's the thing. Nadia, I want to talk to you, but this is for everybody. I know that you could bend your spine more. I know that you could probably touch your head to your butt cheeks, okay? Which is fine, but it's not the only thing happening, right? When you come up to Cobra just now the way you did it, and you take a few deep breaths there, and you're really still otherwise, you have probably better breathing than if you're kind of struggling trying to do the back bend, right? With one hand forward and one hand backward. So I know like flexibility is part of it, and yes, you can go further. But just getting up into a steady cobra pose like you just did and taking a few complete breaths is so good for you. Okay. It might not be as exciting. All right. But it's awesome. Next is locust posture. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor, look forward, neck as flat as possible. Lock your right leg only, lift your right leg up. Everybody come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knees straight, toes pointed. Push the hands down, bring the leg up. Push the hands down to bring more body weight forward to the chest, collarbones, neck. Change, right leg lower down, relax it. Chin forward, look forward, lock your left leg, inhale. Lift the left leg up, knees straight, toes pointed. Push the hands down to help you bring the leg up. Push the hands down to shift more body weight forward to collarbones and eventually front of the neck. Change again, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in, mouth on the towel. Readjust hands, palms a little bit. Grab the floor at the fingertips, inhale, breathing. Go ahead, please, both legs lift up without bending the knees. Make sure you do not turn the head. Just push the hands down, legs up. Inhale, legs up. Inhale, come up. Inhale, even the hips are going to come up. Change again. Lower the legs with control. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. completely relax. How you doing, Forrest? Fine. Okay. Do you have enough water? Okay. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring the arms underneath the body, pinky fingers side by side. Chin on the floor as far forward as it will go. Lock the right leg, toes pointed. Begin. Right leg, come up. 9. Go ahead. 8. 7. 6. 5. Little bit higher. 4. Now just hold it there. 3. Keep the chin on the floor. 2. Neck flat. 1. Change. Right leg lower down. So try to get the front of your throat, Nadia, flat on the floor. That's more important than the leg super high, okay? Lock the left leg, lift it up, 10 counts, 9, and keep it flat, 8, that's better, 7, push the shoulders down, 6, no gap underneath neck, 5, 4, a little bit higher, 3, push shoulders down, 2, come up, 1, good. Now mouth goes to the towel. See if the arms will get any straighter. Inhale, breathing, both legs lift up, 10 counts, begin, 9, keep the legs together, 8, 7, looks good, Amy, 6, 5, inhale, come up, 4, looks good for us, 3, one more inhale, 2, come all the way up, 1, change again, lower the legs, release the arms, turn your head to the left. Do you want some water for us? All right. Full locust pose, chin on the floor. Arms out to the sides like airplane wings, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Keep your thumbs with the index fingers, legs and feet together. Inhale, breathing by the nose, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. Looks good, Jess, very nice. Arms up and out to the sides. So when you inhale, push your fingertips out to the side walls and arms up so that fingertips are in line with top of the head. A little bit more up, Ellie, not so much back. There you go. Inhale, legs up. Inhale, chin up. Now notice the breathing pattern. Every time you inhale, lift a little more. Inhale, lift. Now exhale, come up a little more at the end. Change again. Hands, chin, and feet to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Second set. Full locust. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides. All 5 fingers together on each hand. You guys have totally plenty of space, Nadia. Totally. I know you don't think you do, but watch. All 3 of you can do full locust pose. Inhale, breathing, lift up. Go ahead. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Now come all the way up. And then hold it for a few breaths. Inhale, arms up. Inhale, look up. Inhale, chin up. Inhale, legs up for 5. Keep the breathing steady, 4. 3, take a deep breath. 2, exhale, squeeze and lift a little higher. 1, excellent, come down. Arms down, turn your head to the left. See, no problem, right, Nadia? Even your dad getting right in your space there doesn't take away your ability to do the posture. That's the thing. Nothing can take you away from it. Nothing. Not even fun pranks from your own family members. Okay. Bow posture, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, couple of inches below the toes. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Wrists straight, shoulders relaxed. All right. Now take a deep breath, kick up and look up. Bow pose. Everybody look up towards the ceiling and kick without intermission. Try to keep the knees 6 inches apart. I know they might separate initially, but you just bring them in little by little. That's it, Amelia. Good. Now push the feet up so the hands get pulled up by the feet. That's it, Nadia. Stay on the belly. Roll forward. You can do it. Kick a little higher. Get your upper thighs off the floor. Kick a little bit more. Change again. Oh, Matt, you do not need to apologize. When we were going for road trips, arms down, turn your head to the right. When, you know, we'd go on a car ride, we'd have this issue with the middle of the, we had this silver Honda Accord in like the early 80s. We had to have our stuff right up to the middle line of the middle seat, even though we were in 2 seats. We had, my sister and I had so many little squabbles about space. You could always just stay on your mat. All right, but I guess full locust you can't, right? Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet. Just have fun with it, you guys. My point is enjoy each other, okay? Enjoy that you're doing yoga together. It's so cool. You can laugh about it, right? In the future, and even now, you don't have to wait till the future. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Go ahead, please. Eyeballs up, chin up. One thing that helps is to imagine yourself looking back on yourself from the future. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. Look up, chin up. Thighs up for five. Inhale, four. Keep kicking. Three. Try to stay on the abdomen, two. A little bit more. Knees up, ribs up, one. Nice one, Lindsay. Come down. Chin and knees on the floor. Bring your arms down. Turn your head to the left and let everything relax. Fixed firm pose is next. Everyone top of the mat, please sit on your heels for a moment. Knees and feet together. Lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet and lower your hips to the floor right between your heels. Make sure there's no gap that opens up between heels and the hips. Now, if you're sitting on the floor comfortably, you can put your hands on the soles of the feet. I have not, Matt. Lean back onto your elbows one at a time. I've missed a lot. I'll look. Matt was bringing up Jason Bateman apparently did Bikram when he was a kid. I guess his parents, all the movie stars were doing it in the 70s. First the elbows touch the floor, then the head, back of the head and shoulders. 80s too and 90s. And yeah, just all of them. Grab your elbows, pull the forearms into the ground, chin down towards the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up so you can have a nice backward bend. Good, now bring the hands back to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, come up. Spine straight in the middle and chin comes down last. All right, turn around, relax on your back. But Matt, I do think Justine Bateman was in the first book. I think she was in it. And that was from 78. Who knows? I don't follow. I don't keep up with all that much stuff. All right, feet together, flex. Lock your legs, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, please grab your toes. Exhale, breathing, head to the knees. All right, second set for fixed firm pose. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Lift your hips up just enough so you can sit on the floor between your heels. And then you can go back once your hips touch the floor. If you can't get the hips to the floor yet, just relax. There's a lot happening when you just relax, trying to sit between your heels. Elbows first to the floor, head and then the shoulders. Grab your elbows, pull them down, chin tucked and chest up. Or you just go partway back, 10%, 50%. Push the elbows down, say to reach chest up. Elbows pressed down, chest up. Push the chin back so you kind of increase the back bend. You can stay on the elbows, just try to increase the backward bending. Hands to the feet, everybody. With help of the elbows, come back up. Straighten out the spine. Looks good, Nicole. Chin down last. Inhale, turn around. Exhale, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over your head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Half tortoise posture is next. Sit down on your heels at the back of the mat, no gap underneath the ankles, spine straight in the middle. Take a deep breath as you're bringing the arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross the thumbs. Now, suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, bring your upper body forward. That's okay, keeping the chin up looks good. Good, Nicole. You don't have to lift it higher than it was at the starting point. Just keep it there. Forehead to the floor in front of you. Side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor and wrists in the air. Try to push the right ankle down any amount, Ron, towards the floor. Just little bits. Yep. Now, when you inhale, everyone, slide the arms forward so the fingertips get closer to the edge of your mat. That's it, Tammy. While you do that, press the palms together. Get your wrists off of the floor a little bit more, Dan. Fingers pointing down right there. Now stay here and take another deep breath. Exhale it all the way, stomach in. Now, last inhale, stretch forward, come up, please, arms and head together. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head. Inhale fully, as full as you can, hold it, and then sit up. Fully exhale on the way down. All right, second set. It's a great chance to get a really complete full inhale and a really fast, complete exhale. Go ahead, second set, half tortoise. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Suck in your stomach, try to touch the ceiling. Press the hips down to the heels and come forward. When you get into the posture slowly, it does show you some weak points. Okay, if you speed into it, you might miss them. So if you slow it down, in everything except for second part of awkward pose, please, that one doesn't count. When you slow a lot of these entrances into the postures down, you find out where the weaknesses are, and then you can make them stronger, then you can speed up. So then you have control and efficient movement at the same time. Stay here, take a few more deep breaths, wrists in the air, the shoulder blade, scapula sliding or gliding forward towards the edge of the mat. Inhale, breathing. In your mind, arms come up first, and head and spine get pulled up by your arms and bring them down. Good, turn around, relax on your back. Forrest, do you remember how many classes you did in a row in the shutdown? Was it like 55 or something? It's like every day you were in here. It was a lot, though. Maybe not in a row, but within a couple of months, it was like a lot. You were in here every single 9 a.m. for a while. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Yay for camel pose, Elia. Ready? She's going to bend her neck. Have you been wanting to bend your neck all day? Yeah, she has. She told me she had another yoga class, and they said, don't bend your neck. Do camel pose, but keep your head stiff. And I understand that's another thing, but now you get to do it. Hands on the hips or the low spine, fingers pointing down. Begin. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward and drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Push the breastbone up a little bit and bend your total spine. Coccyx to the neck, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. The breathing, always normal, is your number one job. You may grab the heels one at a time, right hand down, thumb outside, four fingers inside, left hand down, thumb outside, four fingers inside. Now take a nice deep breath, and as you exhale it, push your hips forward. Push the stomach forward and your thighs forward. If you don't have heels, keep your hands up on your back jeans pockets or higher area. Exhale, keep pushing the hips forward. That's it, Tammy. Now one hand at a time, please bring back up. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, tuck the hips at the end, Nadia, stomach in. All right. Turn around, relax on your back. Is that better? It'd be interesting to go back in time in history and try to find out what that was about. Yeah. I am aware of Iyengar tradition backward bends, not bending the neck. Even the cobra is like everything else bends. But but I don't know exactly why that became a thing. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, please, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, camel posture, stand up on the knees. Bring your hands up on the hips or higher. If you can get them on the low back, that's your next step. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, lift your torso, chin, and chest up, and start your back bend. Go ahead, please. Total spine backward bends, lower spine, middle spine, upper spine. Keep your feet pressing to the floor at all times. Breathing smoothly by the nose at all times. However far back you go, you go. Inhale, breathing. Good, Ron. Exhale, hips forward. Upper thighs press forward. Good, Dan. Keep pushing hips forward until you feel a little pull on the heels. I also want you to push the full palm into the full heel. There you go, Amy. Hands come back up without moving head or neck. Inhale, push the hips forward and straighten up. Very nice. Turn around. Savasana. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms over the head. Inhale fully. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Rabbit posture, sit on the heels at the back of your mat, knees and feet together. You can put the towel on your feet if you need to for a dry grip. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine straight up and then begin. Exhale, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach and you round the spine forward. Please touch your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top flat part of your head will touch the floor. Then exhale, breathing, roll forward like a wheel. Hips come all the way up until your arms, elbows are straight. Now, if your knees and forehead didn't touch it, you can walk the knees right, left towards your forehead and then hold it. Hold still. Now push the feet down, heels in towards each other. Suck in your stomach, bring the hips up a little bit more. Make sure you stay on the top flat part of the head, not rolling over to the back. Force, you still got it going on. Push the feet down, squeeze the heels and shoulders up. All right, change again. Lower the hips. Inhale, breathing in, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. You still have your rabbit posture. You sound excited. I mean, you've grown like 6 inches, so you never know. Well, in the last year, you haven't grown 6 inches? Well, at some point from now to the past, you've grown 6 inches. Since you started yoga, you have definitely, yeah? Feet together, flex. Arms over the head, take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing. Forehead to the knees, second set of rabbit posture. Back of the mat, please grab the soles of your feet, thumbs on the outside. First, you stretch the spine up, and then bend it from the top down. Tuck your chin to the chest, then upper few inches of the upper back, then little by little, all the way down. Now, pull your stomach round towards the back wall. Yep, keep going. Go ahead. Forehead to the knees, head to the floor, lift up your hips, roll forward. Now, if you start to roll over onto the back slope of your skull, slow down the hips up, keep the stomach in, push the feet down, and just bring the chin a centimeter away from the chest so you keep the top of your head there. Maximum of 30% of the weight on your head. Heels squeeze in towards each other, please, so the arms press in to the thighs. Inhale, breathing, and you can change. Everything looks very nice, Kevin. Looks like you're doing so much today. Turn around, relax on your back, like, yeah. I'm sorry, I cannot unmute you. Oh, yeah, I understand. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, inhale, breathing, sit up. Grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head to the knees. All right, head to knee pose with stretching. Sit facing forward, bring your right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee and create pressure between sole of the left foot with your inner right thigh. Arms over the head, turn just the upper body to the right so the hips don't turn, please. Grab your right foot, a couple of inches below your toes, pull the toes back. So you flex your foot from the ankle and get the heel off the floor in the air. Tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach. Bring your forehead to the right knee. You can bend the knee up if needed to get the knee to the forehead. Roll into the center a little bit, left shoulder down, left elbow down. That's it, Nicole. Turn all five toes back. You got it. And then eventually, as you roll in, both shoulders will be in one line parallel to the floor. Flex the foot back, Nadia, from the ankle. Suck in your stomach, more ankle back. Keep turning the foot. All right, inhale, breathing, come up, other side. Left leg out cornerwise, bend your right knee and create pressure between sole of the right foot, inner left thigh. All right, make sure you have no more than 90 degrees between the legs. Turn your upper body to the left. Grab your left foot just below the toes. Make sure you can bend the foot all the way back, as much as it will go at the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, forehead to the left knee. Once you have the forehead with your knee, push the knee down. Looks good. Round. Roll in a little bit. Right shoulder, rib cage, chest down right there. Now bring the right elbow in. Push the knee towards the floor with your forehead. That's it, Sarah. Shoulders are good. And as long as the right knee feels all right, you can push the entire outer right thigh and right knee to the floor. Inhale, breathing. Come up again. Bring the leg straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. Take a deep breath in. Sit up. All right. Now grab the first two, well, use your first two fingers to grab the big toes. Walk your hips backwards, right, left, right, left, right, left. Scoot back. It's kind of fun. All right. Flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Look forward, chest up. Take a deep breath. Slowly push your knees down, but make sure you're pulling the toes back. So you feel, oh my gosh, the whole underneath, not only surface, but much deeper than the surface, underneath the leg stretches. That looks good, Sean. Turn the pinky toes back. Now, once both legs are locked, the heels will come off the floor in the air. Then only stretch your upper body forward. Make sure the feet are bending back at the ankle. So pull the toes back, flex the feet back. Hold here, breathing smoothly, face and shoulders completely relaxed. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. I think it looks like you're having a strong class, Ron. It looks like you're having a strong class. It looks like you are having a strong class today. Yes? Yeah, that's what it looks like. Isn't that fun? Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhales on the way down, head to the knees. All right, here we go. Second set, right leg out. 90 degrees is the maximum between the thighs, please. All right? If you get too wide, then you can't push the foot and thigh together, and you lose the control of the pelvis. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Begin. You can grab the foot, flex it back, chin to the chest, head to the knee, pretty much all at the same time. Nadia, I want your hips to face exactly towards me. Perfect. Now, when you turn your upper body to the straight leg, don't turn the hips, okay? Exactly. Give it a try. Yeah, you got it. So that left knee, you try to push down, keep the left hip down, and the front of the pelvis still faces towards me. Now, suck in your stomach, bring the left shoulder rib cage down towards the floor. Drop the left shoulder, Nadia, and I want you to round your spine. Suck in your stomach. Imagine I'm picking you up through the lower back, pulling the belly button up towards the ceiling. That's better. I want your forehead on your thigh, Nadia, instead of your knee. Think of it. Forehead on the thigh. Just think of it. Keep thinking of it. Pull the toes back. That's better. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side. I know it's probably not going to get very high in your thigh, but that will get you in the right direction, okay? Keep your hips facing forward. Turn your upper body to the left. Keep both hips on the floor and go ahead. Grab the left foot. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Suck in your stomach and you touch your forehead on the knee. Then you just imagine dragging the forehead up to your thigh. But you push the knee down at the same time to get the legs straight. Turn all five toes back. Shoulders look good, Nicole. You can bring the right elbow down and in. There, that's enough. Push both elbows down. Pull the toes. Turn all five toes back. Everyone hold it. Change again. Come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take your inhale. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhales by the mouth. All right, do your setup again. Please hook the big toes with the pointer, middle finger, and thumb. And scoot your hips back behind you. So if your upper body's slouched a little bit, the purpose of this walk back is to get your hips out of the way behind you. So you're sitting more on your thigh bones. All right, then the back of the pelvis. Pull your toes back, flex the feet from the ankle, and go ahead. Push the knees down. Force what you can do. Watch me. You don't have to do it, but watch me. Right now, this is the part of the body you're sitting on. You can try to lean forward. Just watch. You don't have to do it. Eyes open. And then you're going to stick your hips back like this. All right, everyone come forward for five. Suck in your stomach. Four. Keep the shoulders relaxed. Three. You can bring the elbows forward, too, once the legs are locked. One. Change again. Come up. Relax on your back. Say that again. You were trying to sit back? Oh, in the first set you weren't? Oh, okay. That's fine. All right, feet together, flex. Lock your legs, arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head to the knees. Half spine-twisting posture. Turn and face the left side of the room. Bend your left knee in front of you, everyone. Put your right foot flat on the floor, heel touching with the knee. Both hips on the floor, left toes pointed back. Make sure you're not sitting on your left heel. Inhale, breathing, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push the knee back with help of your left arm. The elbow pit stays open. And you just turn the hand over, palm down. Try to grab the left knee with the left hand. Bring your right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm facing out. Inhale, lift up center of the chest and turn your head to the right. Look beyond the right shoulder. Total spine twisting. Take a deep breath. Lift up the chest. Suck in your stomach twist. Drop the shoulders down. Look back a little bit more without dropping or lifting the chin. Twist. Slowly untwist. Undo the arms and other side. Right leg under, put your left foot flat on the floor. Right toes point back. Make sure you're not sitting on the heel. Inhale, breathing right arm up. Cross it over the left knee, push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down, but try to keep the elbow pit open. If you can't grab the knee, you can touch the floor, put your hand at the mat in front of you. Now left arm, you can swing behind you, put your hand on the back, palm out. Inhale, sit up as tall as you can, turn your whole upper body to the left side. Lean a little bit forward towards your front right knee, and lean a little bit to the left hip, so you have a nice triangle base on the floor, equally with both hips and the knee. Inhale, lift up the chest, exhale, suck in your stomach, turn your head, and look to your left. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and relax on your back. Sure. Like how to sit on that hip, you mean? Oh, I see. He's asking about what part of the left, probably sitting bone, ischial tuberosity to sit on, the forward one. Yeah, so you don't want to scoot back. I think you feel it kind of rolling over. I can feel that too. You want to be on the forward position. Okay. All right, let's breathe. Yes, the bump's behind you. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath and sit up, please. All right. Perfect. Everybody is here together. I thought you were going to sit on your mom's lap, Amelia, for a second. Where's she going? All right. All right, hands on the thighs. Shoulders stay down. Focus one point in front of you. Let's begin exhaling. Exhale, 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 exhale. One, two, three, four. Stomach goes in very quickly. Three, four. One, two, three, four. Keep your elbows locked. Keep the chest up. Three, four. Shoulders relaxed. Exhale, 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 exhale. Focus one point in front of you. One, two, three, four. That looks good, Sarah. Stomach goes in and right back out. So you don't hold it in for once. Nadia, that's good. Keep it up a little stronger. Suck it in. Five, four, three, two, one. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, breathing, elbows locked, so the spine doesn't move. Can you feel this? My spine is totally lifted, totally still. I'm just going to move the soft tissue and the air. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Try to stay on the beats. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Suck in your stomach. Let it right back out. One, two, three, four. You're getting it, Nadia. Do as many as you can. Three, four. One, two, three, four. If you miss one, just start right back in. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Keep the chest up and the shoulders down. Three, four. One, two, three, four. Now five. Four, a little extra strong. Three, two, one. Great class, you guys. That was great, all of you. In here and not in here. Ron says Forrest can do breathing lessons for you? Okay, cool. Forrest says hi. Here, I can put my headset on him. You want to say hi? Here's Forrest.
Hi. Yeah, good to see you too.
Say bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Great to see you all. Go ahead, relax on your back, everyone, for Savasana. Breathe in by your nose and out by your nose. Let everything completely relax. That was a great practice, everybody. But concentrate on your breathing. Great class, Kevin. Great to see you. Thanks for being in touch, everybody, throughout the day and a week and the month and... It's just great. Let me know if you have any more questions. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll see you tomorrow.